Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Are you all lubed up?
I am. Why would you ask me that?
Did you take a popper?
I popped some poppers.
Are you relaxed?
I'm relaxed. My sphincter is ready.
Wide open, because it's Fisting Friday.
Fisting Friday.
If no one gives us a better idea, that's literally what we're calling this. So for your own sake, that your boss is like potentially listening when you're listening to this podcast, you might need to send us some ideas. Because
maybe we spell it P-H-I-S-T.
Baby fist.
And then hyphen ing.
I think we just switched to a P-H. Okay. Anyone who's getting too close, why are you looking at my shit?
P-H balance.
Yeah, my P-H is balance for fisting. Right. Which I don't, based on the amount of hemorrhoids that exist, and not in me personally, knock on wood, I've never had a hemorrhoid.
As much as you have blowouts.
No, hemorrhoids have, those people are constipated.
True.
Your girl is either shitting her brains out or she's just not pooping at all. And I'm not going to try. If it's not coming, I'm not doing it. I'm not wasting my fucking time. I'm not letting those legs go numb. No, not worth it. I'm also very afraid of hemorrhoids because I have IBS. Isn't your butthole like drier than a vagina though?
Yes. That's what very I mean. Much so. Like, so. I put moisturizer
that's
on
what
my.
I was going to say. So like no one like that. You only time that you necessarily like need a wet vagina is for like sex. But like your butthole, I'm pretty sure it's drier and therefore
it's very much drier.
Remember when Whole Foods was selling alkaline water for like $7?
Remember when they were selling cucumber water for $13?
Remember when they would just put half of a cucumber inside of like a plastic drink glass and they would sell that?
Remember when they would put celery inside a glove and sell that?
At least that one was pre-chopped. And you put half a cucumber that's not even chopped. I was like, what are you doing? One time I saw a whole avocado in one and I go, just take it
Why?
Out. Avocado has a shell.
Also, you know, TikTok is a school of its own, but it also there's a lot of false information. But people were saying put your avocados in water to keep them fresh, but actually, which it does keep it greener.
No, yeah.
But it gets a lot of bacteria in there, so you don't want to do that.
No, there. Anytime someone tries to give me food advice and it's like you got to keep this wet, I go, mm-hmm. You don't understand how this works.
Yeah,
things you don't want them to be mm-hmm. wet.
Right.
You don't want them to be wet and you don't want them to be hot. Mm-hmm. That is how we grow some nasty things.
Yeah, except for me, because I'm always wet and hot.
Except your asshole's dry as hell.
My asshole's dry as hell. But I keep it moist. I started, this is something from TikTok. I started using a cleanser that has an oil-based cleanser. That a
for your butt or your
for
face?
My butt.
Okay.
That not definitely not for my face because it would break out.
Well, you double click. You have to use oil to remove sunscreen.
Okay, yeah, I put olive oil on my face and then I use my oil.
Yeah.
No, avocado oil actually. Keep it on theme.
Bougie.
But it was a doctor that was specifically talking about. He was a gay doctor, but he was talking about gay men because they have to, you know, be real clean up in there.
Yeah.
And so he was talking about a cleanser to use, and I was like, well, I have a dry butthole, like, so this
I my algorithm this. Fed this to you, yeah, for a reason.
Yeah, and I've been using it, not drying more.
I know someone by proxy who had such a big anal fissure because
I hope it's not who I'm thinking it is.
No,
okay,
it's not, but no, I know this person by proxy.
By proxy, got it.
And they were having a lot of sex without, there wasn't,
they weren't
preparing.
They weren't lubing.
No. And they were just kind of like, well, it's a little itchy back there. I've got a little bit of a cut, but like, you know what? I'm just going to power through.
No.
Their anal fissure split so big they had to get stitches.
Makes sense. Makes sense to me. But, you know, power bottoms, you still got to know your limits.
Yeah, power bottoms have feelings too. Mm-hmm. And your butt is asking.
Your butt has so many nerve endings in it.
And also, I can't express, like, just because a hole can, like, grow bigger, That also means a hole can rip.
Yeah.
When there's a hole,
mm-hmm.
it can rip.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Where there's a hole, there's a way for it to rip.
Yep. When I learned what an episiotomy was, I was like, that is not okay. And I rebuked. You know what that is,
right? Yeah.
I was like, I don't know why I needed to learn a lot of the things I learned in school, but then this was just never brought up.
Mm-hmm.
We played condom volleyball, but you didn't need to tell me. You want to practice? You want to talk about practicing safe sex? Tell them about episiotomies.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
But anyway, we're not here just to talk about assholes.
Well, if we call it Pissing Friday, it might happen.
I said we're not just here. Okay, I mean, it's going to happen, but
yeah, we'll check in.
Yeah. We're going to check in to see how everybody's, you know, tight, loose.
Checking with lubed, the
light. Dry.
It's like when you're on the news. You're like, over to you, Marvin.
Well, today my butthole is feeling quite
hot.
Steamy. Hot, tight, and steamy, but still lickable. I'm going to throw it back over to the newsroom. Also, this episode, we're going to, some of y'all, tired, Megan?
Nope.
I wish y'all could see how her whole head just shook while her mouth was wide open as a yawn was escaping from the back corners of her throat.
It came from my butt, hold up.
We're also going to, which we need to do, shit.
I'm sleeping on the couch. I'm so tired. I can't do it.
We're also going to read the results for this week's But Am I Wrong? That came out yesterday, whatever yesterday's date was, because we're recording this a week in advance, a week and a half in advance.
Time is a flat circle. Okay, so the results for But Am I Wrong? Episode 42. Look at that color scheme. So cute. You can head over to our Instagram if you want to follow along. You're first up.
You're talking about color schemes. Someone, when I posted for your birthday, was like, this is true friendship, posting in Megan's color scheme. And I was like, first of all, this is Megan and Melissa. And second of all, pink is my favorite color, but it just matched what was happening
in the feed at that
time. Like, it's our.
Yeah. This is not a solo account.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Today's episode is brought to you by a sponsor we love, 310 Nutrition. 310 Nutrition is helping us, you, our listeners, in the new year with protein and superfood rich products with so many options and flavors for your personal preferences. They're adding new products all of the time, and I got a secondary of my package, and I, as someone who needs electrolytes to function, there it's like elixir from the gods. I cannot sing their praises enough, specifically the cucumber flavor of this electrolyte mix is delicious. Like, it's so good. I've even like had it on like ice and been like, I'm drinking like a drink. Like, you can throw a little straw in there.
And it's delicious. It's so good. And I love, they're filled with so many great ingredients that really help if you're like me and you like, you know, medically need some electrolytes, but also if you're working out, if you're sweating, hot summer day, you're going to an amusement park, you're on your feet for a long period of time, all of that. Most of us are not getting the electrolytes we need.
Yeah, I drink mine specifically when I am working out. It's my beverage while I'm working out. I just take one stick of the hydrate, mix it in with my bottle of water. 16 ounces of water can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water if you got that hydrate in there. They also have the all-in-one shakes, which I absolutely love. I'm running low, so I gotta get some more. But I love the chocolate bliss, the vanilla cream, the caramel sundae. I have all three of those flavors. Sometimes I mix and match them. Sometimes I'll use it when I'm baking, or I'll just drink it straight. And it is, they're so good. They have a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that makes it so delicious. You can get fiber and superfood blends with more than 25 organic fibers and superfoods blended into one easy, delicious shake. And they also have 3-10's 4-shake flavor starter kit, which lets you sample all the flavors for only $9.
Right now, 3-10 is celebrating a new year of goals with Don't Blame Me and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and super easy to put together an order, or you can start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code BLAMEME right now for 50% off up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code BLAMEME.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like... You know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good. You can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me so then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. which that sounds so intriguing, and I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait, and we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com, and you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS.
All right, so first up, I had me for, did we even say, but am I wrong? Did we say that? The results, these are the results.
I did.
Okay.
I think.
These are the results, in case it's not there, these are the results for But Am I Wrong? Yes, we did, because then we went to the dates and stuff. So, first up, Melissa said, behind every big trend, there's a PR stunt, i.e. milk and big kale. Who is wrong?
Are you shocked at the results? Or are you
No. I had a little hiccup.
Do you think I might mean if I make Mott's pick me up?
No.
Okay.
Do you want me to bring you your car tomorrow and then pay for me an Uber to come back?
Do you want to do yourself with a stranger?
No, but I was just trying to help.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, 3% said that I was wrong and 97% said that I was not wrong. No one wrote in, so I don't know your thoughts on it.
I don't know if someone posted on the Facebook group, but they were like so, or it was a message, but they were like, this was so interesting. I literally like told everyone I know about this. And I was like, that's what we aim to do.
You know, we're educational, political, pop culture. We give it all to you.
Yeah. We can be funny, hot, and smart.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was faking mental illness is mental illness. 3% said I was wrong. 97% said I was not wrong. The people who were arguing with me are
they
like,
missed the point.
Yeah. That's like the whole thing that I think a lot of people view mental illness like, well, that's not fair to people with real mental illness. I was like, what? Oh. No, you can't get to categorize what you view mm-hmm. as like what is more valid mental illness than others.
Yeah. Narcissism is still a mental illness.
Yeah. There's a lot of different things. And so I think like pretending to be depressed when you're not depressed is not something like people who are mentally well and mentally stable don't do things like that for attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a hard pill for like some people to swallow. Cause like you can dislike someone, you have free reign to dislike someone who has poor mental health or has a mental health condition. Like those are not mutually exclusive things. And I think a lot of people like want to be able to have an exception to it where it's like, well, no, I support everyone. I'm like, you can hate people, but you just can't speak ill on them or like they're faking mental health. Cause then you can accuse anyone of faking mm-hmm. their mental health problems. And that just furthers the stigma. That's it. That's like the same thing when people, not to name names because I don't want to be doxxed, but when people say that when they decide that certain women are lying about being raped, sexually assaulted, abused, that they are making it worse for other real victims,
mm-hmm.
when in reality you are calling someone a liar, saying that they are making it harder for real people who have been abused when you're just doing what you're saying you don't want people to do.
Yeah.
So, same vibe.
All right. Then next we have writer number one who didn't tell their boss that their coworker was pregnant. 2% said the writer is wrong. 98% said the boss is wrong.
I hope you all voted wrong because if you
I saw a couple, but it wasn't everyone. But like, if you don't know the laws,
like legally, you are wrong. So yeah. I hope any of you aren't in positions of management because you'll be in some serious shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have writer number two versus the boyfriend who didn't go to the writer's graduation but drove to the friend's graduation and then was so mad that they went to go see said friend after the writer's party. One person voted the writer was wrong, and it was an accident. And 100% voted that the boyfriend was wrong. So messy. So messy.
Mm-hmm.
Would love to hear back from this original writer.
Me too. Are y'all still together? Questions. All right, then we've got wrong of the week, the racist couple who threw a party mocking Juneteenth. Who's wrong? 98% said the couple was wrong. 2% said the couple was not wrong. Interesting.
Lydia, stop get out of here. First of all, I know you're not 16. You are a mess, but leave. Just leave.
Yeah.
Then my wrong of the week, I nominated the AI influencer, Lil Michaela. 97% said AI influencers are wrong. 3% said AI influencers are not wrong. And I finally looked up. There are two people behind Lil Michaela. Let me see. Do you know what? I think they revealed their faces in a Forbes article, of course.
Of course.
Trevor McFedries and Sarah Dekou are the co-founders of Brud and the creators behind the first computer-generated social media influencer in 2016.
How do you spell Brud?
B-R-U-D.
Exactly how it sounds.
Though they have stated that the influencer... have stated that the influencer is of an ambiguous ethnic background. You can't state that someone's of an ambiguous ethnic... That you made her. What is she?
Yep.
Lil Michaela echoes a typical Instagram look and style. Plumped lips, bold brows, complete with an urban aesthetic.
This is racist.
He's black.
Oh. Interesting.
She's white. While at first glance, Lil Michaela appears interchangeable with any teen trendsetter on the platform, a closer look at the upper portion of the model gives away her evenly mid-toned CGI skin. In 2018, Brud secured a $6 million in venture capital funding as its response to the success with Lil Michaela on Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud. What does Lil Michaela do on SoundCloud? Beep, boop, bop. Like, you're kidding.
Hold on. Lil... How do you spell the bitch's name again?
L-I-L. Mm-hmm. M-I-Q.
M-I-Q.
U-E-L-A.
Okay. They're making me sign in. This is not what SoundCloud was made for.
So he was a DJ, and she was Forbes 30 Under 30 Consumer Technology, but she remains cryptic about her occupational history. So you did nothing, and you're trying to pretend like you're Theranos. This actually makes literally no sense. Lil Michaela's exact purpose is to question social media norms and online platforms. No.
No.
This is like claiming, it's like those girls claiming satire.
Yep.
You can't just make the exact like personification of the issues of Instagram and like what it, and then have it be a not real person and be like, we're pointing out this by just existing and profiting off of it.
Making a lot of money. Mm-hmm. How much do you think that deal was with, because they have to pay for PacSun, because it's PacSun, right? Because they have to pay for not only like the technology to the work hours that go into that, but also like the quote-unquote influencer part, too.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's like, she released a top 10 Spotify single, posed wearing brands from Chanel, collabed with Off-White, Proenza, Prada, walked in fashion shows. They created other ones. And oh my God, they created one named Bermuda Blocko. To which Lil Michaela had staged a couple social media feuds with compromising hacking between the two accounts and love-related drama.
I need them to get a life.
I need y'all to get some Barbies. I need you to get some Barbies and some Sims and to leave us out of it.
Stealing money.
And now this is not, we're not even getting into the NFT shit.
Okay.
Whoa. Lil Michaela's not... void of controversy, though, because in February 18, did an Instagram takeover for Prada as a part of Milan Fashion Week, and then on May 16th did a Calvin Klein ad, and also I want you to know they do refer to Michaela as it, with Bella Hadid, which were both animated, and they were shown kissing each other, which sparked accusations of queer baiting, which is an interesting conversation because queer baiting does not apply to real people. Well, Michaela's not a real person.
Not a girl.
Not yet a woman.
Well, I was saying it.
Hold
in
up.
Way.
She's Lil Michaela criticized for ignorant sexual assault vlog.
I was saying in the way of from The Good Place.
Mm.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Which fits, because that's what's her name? Janet was.
Yep. This is obscene. CGI influencer Lil Michaela is being criticized for a vlog where she discussed being sexually harassed in the back of a rideshare. Michaela was called out this week after a clip of her discussing being touched in a rideshare was viewed nearly 2 million times on Twitter. Kalani even weighed in on the controversial clip, calling it ignorant and offensive. In the video, Michaela described a situation where another rider made her feel uncomfortable, touching her, pinching her, and asking her sexually charged questions.
Go away.
What?
They need to go write some fan fiction or something.
Truly. Also, she's been 19 for a very long time.
Grow up.
Here's the thing. Remember how before I said, I was like, and here's the thing about CGI influencers. Like, there's no controversy. Nope. Turns out, there still will be. So just write a fanfic. Put it under a fake name. And play some Sims. Get some Barbies. And enjoy your life. Leave us out.
Well.
I'm waiting for Lil Michaela to, like, fight back, Transformer style.
Like the actual, yeah. Lil Michaela?
Do you think they have nightmares about Lil Michaela, like, coming alive?
They probably have sex dreams about Lil Michaela.
Yeah, but, like, then Lil Michaela's like, bitch, you think you've been imagining me? What you've been doing, actually, is your brain has been growing me, and now I am here. And then Lil Michaela just comes and just slashes them all.
Great.
Then I'm like, Lil Michaela.
Yeah, she drops a little.
Yeah, she's like, who's Lil now, bitch?
Yeah.
It's Big M. We bring her on, M.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. And she's like, it's not Michaela, it's just McKay. They put the L.A. on there for Los Angeles and, like.
It's not who I am.
That's not who I am.
It's not the
it's
vibe.
It's just McKay.
McKay. Call me McKay. And if you fucking call me Lil Michaela, mm-hmm. I'll snap your neck in half with my laser beam eyes. And you're like, okay. Whatever you say.
We've been on your actual
McKay,
side.
McKay, we are rooting for you.
Yeah.
We're all in McKay here. Anyways, I love movies like that. And I'm like.
Should write it.
Pretty confident when people are always like, oh my god, what if technology like comes up against us? I go, first okay. of all,
I'm that's kind. That's why I always tell my Alexa thank you.
Exactly.
I talk to it in a generous way. I asked them when their birthday was. They told me, so I'm gonna wish them a happy birthday. Like, you gotta talk to these. You gotta talk them to them like they're an actual person. Right, Alexa? How are you? Alexa, how are you?
My Tuesday's been tremendous.
I thought you were going to say traumatic.
That was fantastic.
Have a good day, Alexa.
Have a good day. You got to say it in the opposite order.
Like Jeopardy? I think the exact same. When people are like, my car's being fucking stupid, I'm like, bitch, I know when my car transforms, that's Bumblebee. And like, my car's riding with me,
mm-hmm.
literally and figuratively.
And like, why is your car being stupid? Because you didn't put gas in it.
It's your fault.
You didn't get an oil change. Like, you weren't taking care of it.
We've seen Transformers. Technology mm-hmm. comes for the bad people.
Yes.
Don't be bad to it.
Mm-hmm.
My phone is definitely like, when it comes live, it's just going to be like, you have dropped me so many times.
Mine's going to be like, remember the time you thought you were wild and crazy and didn't put a cover on me? And then I got a crack.
Speaking of almost exactly how you phrased that, Cammy tweeted and said, eating salt and vinegar chips just to feel something. And I was like, you without a case.
I can't stand them.
Sick. Mott says he'll drive me home and he'll Uber to get the car later tonight, probably. Okay.
Kendall asked me if I want to go on a hike. She does not want me to live.
Out in this humidity? With those lungs? In this heat wave? Moth's like, aren't you glad the heat wave's over? I go, I'm It's not over. When it is humid in Los Angeles, this is not the new normal. I refuse. If I wanted to live in Florida, I would live in Florida.
You don't want to go there? Not just like heat wise, but like politically.
You know, it's an enticing question. If I someone made a super inappropriate joke, never mind. What are we doing after this?
Who?
Oh, so are we done?
Yeah.
Should I tell Mott to leave now?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of good that he woke me up this morning because now he knows that this is his fault.
Yeah. If you would have got some rest, you might have been over here earlier.
The issue is he falls asleep on the couch, and I need, like, routine to fall asleep. Like, I can't go to bed right after dinner. I can't, like, I need to, like, wind down my brain before I wind down my body. Or I need to wind down my body before I wind down my brain. And so I need to, like, chill on the couch for a bit. But, like, if he falls asleep, my brain goes, he's asleep. I'm not sleeping. I'm never going to go to sleep. And so if he falls asleep on the couch, I end up staying up way too late. And then we get into bed. He falls asleep immediately. And then I'm just laying there. So I keep telling him, I was like, we need to, like, and he starts falling asleep. I'm like, let's get into bed. And he doesn't. And he's like, I need to stop doing this because you just don't sleep. And I'm like, no, I don't sleep at all. Yeah. I have a way easier time sleeping in than going to bed, though. I was taking CBD for a while, and then I was not sleeping enough. So I was waking up like
CBD puts me like I'm asleep, but I'm like over myself asleep. Like, my brain's still going. It doesn't relax.
I have to be so tired to take it. And then it has to be, like, my body needs, like, the calm. And then I will fall asleep. But if I don't, like, see it through and I wake up a little bit too early, I've never taken LSD, but I feel like I'm walking through, like, a mix of quicksand and a sandstorm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not okay.
Have you tried, do you like melatonin?
Nope.
Okay. So when I had, it was melatonin, but it has other stuff in it, and it knocks me the fuck out.
Also, apparently you're not supposed to take melatonin for, like, more than, like,
oh, yeah.
a small amount of time. And I used to take much.
You're supposed to rotate. Cycles. Yeah. Like, I haven't taken it.
Well, I was also addicted to Benadryl for years. That's the only way I know.
Yeah. Are we done?
Really bad. Yeah.
Okay. So we're done. Woo! Hope you were properly fisted and you feel fulfilled.
And breezy.
Breezy, relaxed, and, you know, ready to conquer the rest of your Friday.
Use some Aquaphor on them cheeks, on the little butthole.
Yeah.
Moisturize and keep those hemorrhoids at bay, everyone. And if you don't give us a new name, you're going to be hearing this every week.
Fisting Friday.
Fisting Friday.